Welcome to our Bougie Black Brothers Network TV shows in review. Alicia and I wanted to sit down and get our top five best and worst of the year. We also wanted to try and put some honorable mentions because there were so many good shows that came out that we definitely wanted to let y'all know. So here's our end of year review. I hope you enjoyed. Bye. Welcome to Urban Lifestyle Cafe. I'm Michael, your bougie black brother, and I'm here with my co-host, Alicia.
Hello.
And Alicia and I are into our top TV shows of the year. So you know we did our movies, and now we're right behind that with our top TV shows. So if you followed us throughout the year, doing that small time that we had, we start binge watching a shitload of TV shows. And it was from network TV to streaming. Cable TV to streaming yep. to whatever had whatever was available. Yep. So it was yep. like we went from everywhere just to find the best. And that's what we tried to sit and watch. Because if it wasn't good, we stopped in between and we didn't see it anymore.
It was like, that's enough for us.
That, and we was pretty much done with that. Mm-hmm. So, you know, Alicia and I discussed it and we kind of agreed that this year was a very, very good year for TV. And not regular network, but just streaming TV shows
yeah.
and series. And we really felt good about it. That's why we wanted to really separate it and really give some acknowledgement to these TV shows and series that was created for this year.
Yep, definitely.
So, we started with the movies. We're going to start out with the top TV shows of the year.
From the bottom up, right?
Babe? Bottom up. So, I'll take it from this, and I'm going to start with my top TV show number five is Master of None. One of my favorite comedies on TV.
That's Netflix.
That's on Netflix.
Right, right.
Aziz Ansari. We saw the first season, really enjoyed it. Thought it was so unique and really didn't know if he could have repeated it.
Oh, he did an amazing job.
But he did such an amazing job. He even won for the Golden Globes.
Yes, he sure did.
And I was so glad because if you're looking at comedies and you're looking at the creativity of comedy, I think he stood out big time. And I just sorely enjoyed it. This is really worth seeing because of relationships, too. Even as funny as he is, he really showed you about relationships and, you know, the hurt of it. Him even being a comedian, you saw him just saying, I'm going to be a funny guy, but I'm hurt for the things that I really, really cared about.
So, you know, that's number five for me as well.
Really?
Yes, it is.
See that? and for the record, Alicia watches a lot more TV shows than I do.
I sure do.
So why did you like it?
Oh, because I think when he when this season came on mm-hmm. and he was in damn Italy.
Yep.
And I was like, we were there.
Yep.
We were there. And that's what I like, oh my God. And he was eating the food and he was talking about the food and we were talking about the food and we mm-hmm. were eating the food. He was eating the food and we was like, we know what it is to be there. So that why and the story was just amazing.
Yep.
What idiot gets his phone stolen and loses this girl's number?
I put her girl number in my phone,
and he never
and then I lose it.
And then he has an iPhone, and he doesn't back it up.
And I was like,
everybody does.
You have Find My iPhone? No, it costs too much for data charges. Oh well. He's like, oh man.
So yes, that's why, you know, I got him. That got them as number five.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Cool. So we align there. So I'm going to probably be out of order from yours on this one because I think you like this one a little more than I do. Okay. But my number four is The Handmaid's Tale. And the reason why I had The Handmaid's Tale is because this was so unique, and it was so probably apropos to where we headed with our government and how government officials, Hollywood, businesses really do women.
And so Michael didn't want to watch this show.
Nope.
And I told him, babe, and the thing how we work is I'll watch the show and like, okay, does he really want to watch this show or does he don't want to watch this show? And then as I was watching this show, I was like, this was too for real, you know, so, because this is where our society is going. You're seeing it now. But women have to now, women are like, oh, hell no, we ain't going to be no handmaiden, and trying to change the fact how we are being treated now. And so this is why. I thought Handmaiden was such a good show.
Yeah, it was. If you watch it and how it progressed, because they jump into it and you saying, what the fuck is this all about? So you thinking is something from the past, but then you find out that it's contemporary and they kind of moved to this type of society. And then when you see how they moved from that type of society, you're like, wow, this is pretty fucked up. So the whole series all along is really pretty interesting. So I really enjoyed this.
So my number four is Game of Thrones.
Really?
Yeah.
For this year?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because the reason why I put it in there, because it's going to be the last time. Next year will be the last time we see it. And I'm like, what's it? Is it 2019? Yes, it's 2019, because they're not gonna show nothing 2018.
Really?
Yes, there's no series showing 2018, so it'll be 2019. And I'm like, at least the reason why is like they leave you just like, what the hell? Every ending is like, I want more. Why did you do this to me? That's what I loved about the Game of Thrones. They give you that ending that is like, you gotta wait. You like the ending's like it's gonna show next time, and it's not. You're gonna wait a whole new year. Mm-hmm. So now we're waiting a whole 2 years because that's the last year, the end of the finale of the year for Game of Thrones. So that's why number four is Game of Thrones for me.
Okay, so Game of Thrones for me is not that it's not a good show, but it's been on for so long that you already have expectations of it. So this year didn't stand out as being better than any of the other years. I just thought it was a good year. So I didn't have it at my top. Game of Thrones is just good as hell. Mm-hmm. It's just not at the top for me. Okay. So that's how I kind of had it from that. So my number three is Ozark. And for people who don't know about Ozark, and Ozark is another Netflix movie. And it's similar to what people said with Ozark was Breaking Bad. So if you've seen Breaking Bad or was a follower of Breaking Bad, then you know that this show is about drug dealing in a different way. And this was in New York, and it proceeded from New York to Ozark, wherever. Where was that at, baby?
I don't know.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I can't remember. I just know the damn show was good as hell because it talked about the financial issues of trying to make money by drug dealing, what are you doing when you wash the money?
Yeah, so laundry.
Laundry. And then how they did it when they got their children involved. And
yep.
I was like, that
it was just crazy.
That was
and the highlight of that, which you really don't expect, and the guy did an amazing role, was Jason Bateman. If you don't know who Jason Bateman is, he's the lead actor, and where he became famous with Arrested Development.
Yes.
As Michael Bloom. Yeah, that was one of my favorite all-time shows. But as Michael Bloom, and on here, he's just so smart. He's such a fast talker. Every time he's in trouble and somebody just wants to kill him, he's smart enough to talk his way out of being killed. Not being arrested, not getting beat up, but being killed because he's doing so much corrupt shit. And as you start, it seems as though he's innocent. Then you realize halfway through that, he's the most corrupt one. He's the one that's fucking doing all of this. And you're like, Wow.
Because he's like low. He want to be low key. He everything is cheap to him. You know, he tried to keep. I mean, his partner was the stupid one.
Yeah, and he was working with the FBI. So yeah. So my number three, really good show. Waiting on the next season too is Ozark.
Okay, so my number three is Atlanta.
Atlanta started in.
They started last. Was it
last year?
Yeah, it started last year.
And then ended. No, it started in 16 and ended in.
Okay, so no. Okay, so we can't use that one.
No, that's why.
Because I forgot that it wasn't on last year.
Yeah, so I did. That's why I did my research.
Okay, sorry. Well, then I took that out because I had extras in there anyway. Stranger Things.
Okay. So why Stranger Things?
The kids. They're so adorable. And it's just like the Goonies to me.
Yeah.
And I love seeing the kids be, you know, how they would get, they the things that happened in this one was just so crazy. Like the mom's new boyfriend, he was so cool, and then he died. And I was kind of pissed off with that.
Yeah, because you really didn't think he was going to die.
You know,
because he was a good guy. He was like one of the good guys.
And then the girl, they had to hide her because she wasn't supposed to be there because she came from someplace else. Yeah, he was staying with the police officer.
So 11.
Yeah, 11.
Yeah.
And then there's another new girl in there whose her brother was an asshole. And I mean, they really changed it up because I thought it would be something that would be different, the same as the other one, but it wasn't. They really changed it up.
Okay. But I liked it. I really did. I thought it was kind of hard to continue it. But it focused on the little boy that they was kidnapped and it went back to him because obviously there was something that connected him to the upside down world and it had to be something. So I think they extended the story really, really well. Yeah, so they did a good job.
I just thought it was cute. And and seeing how cute it was and I enjoyed it.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it would be, I put it in my top.
So not my top, but really one of the good shows of the year.
Mm-hmm.
So that was your three, right?
That was my three.
So my number two was a newer show that totally fucking blew my mind. And it's called Dark. And it's a German show.
Yeah.
And shit was amazing. It, on the surface, you kind of like, oh, okay, it's about time travel. But the way they did it and the way they kept going back, it wasn't even sci-fi. It was, I don't even know how to describe it. But the connections, you just have to pay attention. It wasn't confusing.
Mm-hmm.
You just had to pay attention. So even when I went back and started seeing, I said, wait a minute, I'm going to go back to number six. And then when you go back to six, you were like, oh shit, I missed that too.
Yeah, there was so much. It was so much going on.
Yep, and then it's another language too.
Right, right. So you had to read, you know, catch up on what was really going on.
You know, you had an opportunity for subtitles, but I didn't want that. Mm-hmm. But yeah, but you really had to pay attention, and it was about three different eras of families that related to each other, but then in turn, they were kind of related to each other. And the way things would turned around and went from that.
Mm-hmm.
But it was an amazing creation of a show. So I really enjoyed that. That jumped past a lot of the shows that I thought was good and I enjoyed. But this one just caught my attention and confused the shit out of me. It reminded me of when Mr. Robot first came on.
Right.
I had to see more of this because it was so confusing, but yet interesting and captivating. So that's what Dark was for me. That was my number two.
My number two is Handmaid's Tale.
Yeah, I figured yours would be a lot higher than
mine. Yeah, Handmaid's Tale was one of my favorites, and we talked about that. So, that was really deep for me. That show really is deep and seeing that, I could see that really, really happening.
Yeah, that's what's so crazy about it. You know what I mean?
That's what
the disrespect of the men that are in power
can
manipulate laws
Yeah.
In order for shit that. And then you got stupid women.
Yeah, that's what I was getting ready to say.
Go ahead.
I was getting ready to say that it's like the wives of these men thought that, you know, they would be, how would you say, not part of of the whole thing, how women are being ran or organized, and yet they got suckered.
Yep. Yep.
And that was to me, it's like what we're seeing right now with politics.
Yep. And so, these women speaking out for the men in power that's doing the wrong things.
Mm-hmm.
But then in the end, they're losing their power in order to assume that by giving a man their power, they'll give power back to them. But that's not the case. You're just a spokesperson.
Right.
So my number one, which was, it's a combination of other shows that we've seen or other movies that we've seen, and it brought it full circle back to me, is Mindhunter.
Oh, yeah.
Because Mindhunter, to me, was about serial killers.
Right.
This one was about real serial killers, because the creators of Mindhunter was a guy who worked for the FBI with the behavioral unit, and he was using stories and stories of real serial killers. And they based a lot of this on how they created that that unit to do that. And it was just so methodical. It didn't jump right in. It slowly showed you how they built this and how they had to convince the FBI to say, this is useful, and how dealing with these kind of psychopathic men and serial killers, how it affected them personally. And it took you through all of that, which was, to me, an amazing show.
And so my number one, which is a tie,
okay,
is Insecure and This Is Us.
Okay.
And This Is Us is it's so good. And it's a different perspective where a white couple actually gave birth, was supposed to gave birth to triplets, but one of the triplets died. And just so happened, the father of the black baby they found the little baby in, I think, hospital, or they brought the baby to a hospital, something like that. And the white family knew that they'd lost that white, that one of the triplets that took in the black child as their third child. The same time, they were all born on the same day. And that story, it's such a beautiful story, how they built in it and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas one of the triplets is a big time actor, the other triplet, the sister triplet, she's overweight and have weight problems. And then is the black son who is he's a smart, he's like a genius, you know. And so I fell in love with the story because how they did it. It was really nicely done, dealing with family and how they deal with racial issues, how she had to deal with her son having to get his hair cut, dealing with a black barber. I mean, and then the black family looking at him like, you need to get his hair cut. And then with Insecure, it's all about a sister trying to get right, don't know her life, how to get her mind right on how to dealing with life, you know, dealing with relationship issues, dealing with a girlfriend, dealing with her career. And then you think, because you really think about it, you know, when we were younger in that age, the same issues that she was going through that we basically were dealing with as well.
Yeah, it's just modern. It's just the difference is she's in a modern setting and she's in California as opposed to us being in New York.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Her show is just, she, if it wasn't for the unique shows that I had in my top five,
right,
she was like six. She was right there. So she could have dropped easily within that.
But, right.
To your point. Cool.
So
that was a big... So majority of them was a little different. Well, not top. Even though we had two that was similar, but a couple of that wasn't. But again, we see a lot of different shows. And that's the way we see them. No. So now... Most disappointing or worst TV shows?
Yep. You ready?
Yep. Number five.
Okay. I got Wisdom of the Crowd. I watched that show. Yeah, I watched the show. What the show is really about is about a rich tech guy decided to quit, to step down as a CEO, and created a system that will pull from all the cameras. Not only the cameras, your iPhone, all the devices.
Oh, yeah, I saw you watching that bullshit.
Yeah, and yeah. So with and what he did was he used that to solve crime.
Yeah.
Which I thought, now the concept was good, but the show was stupid.
So I saw the actors, and when I saw the concept, and I didn't want to see it.
Mm-hmm.
So
the concept was good. I think that eventually it's going to come to that. Eventually it's going to come to where social media is going to say, there's a crime, there's an issue, there's a crime out there, somebody stole a car. Everybody, I said, listen, this is the guy we're looking for. And then everybody's going to go crazy looking for that guy. And that's how it really works.
No, I get that.
And I thought that was, I mean, the idea, I was like, I could see that happening. And the reason why I wanted to watch it, because I wanted to see how it really, how they did the show.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then how they got it to the system to work the way it did. Well, I thought it was cool how they got the system to work the way they did, and how they got people in social media to help solve crimes, which eventually that's going to happen, which they don't want people to do that because they don't want people taking it on their own hand. But got it. But, you know, right now people are doing that shit anyway.
Well, so the thing is, they probably want people to do it because now they can control your camera, because once you give access to say you can help us. Mm-hmm. You're allowing people to have access to your phone.
Mm-hmm.
So I just see that's happening. So again, sometimes you have good intentions with a good conceptual series or movie, but it depends on who's doing it and who's directing it and who's the writers of it and who are the players on it. Because there's some popular shows that I just don't like. I don't like that... Bones. I never did. People love that show.
Yeah, of course. But if you know, that's another thing on my list. I have something like that.
Yeah. So
where I never watch it and I hate it.
Yeah. So what am I disappointing? And I still may go back to it because, you know, I went on a blog and you know, there was a board talking about that after you get by episode 5, you start seeing it gets better. And it's Mr. Robot. We sat there and we saw it, and it was so... It went away from everything that the first 2 seasons was about, and it just seemed like it was going to go such a stupid direction, and it didn't keep me interested anymore. And I had to cut it off.
So maybe you should skip to number 5 and then see what happens.
But you got to understand that. So I may just take the time. It doesn't matter. But that was my number 5.
My number 4, haven't watched it, don't want to watch it, don't even want to hear about it no more, is Empire.
So Empire started back this year?
Yeah, I thought it was. Yeah, it started back this year. Okay. Last year. It was on last year. Yeah, it was.
Well, it started back in 2017. Or was it from 16 and ended in 17?
Baby, Empire was on last year.
Okay,
I'm just saying, everybody keeps talking about it. I can't, I hate it. Everybody asks me about it. I don't want to talk about it.
Next.
The Walking Dead.
Yeah, so that was my next. I tried. It's going too far.
Yeah, it's time for it to...
It's time for it to go.
And we talked about this. And just, I mean, when we watch shows, European shows that are streaming or cable, they know their time is up.
Yeah, and sometimes it's 2 seasons and it's done. Like, what's that, Broadchurch? That's done.
Right.
After 3 seasons, they're not making it
right
anymore.
And that's the thing where, you know, American television needs to start thinking about.
But they're lazy though.
No, they just because it was such a big hit for so long, they think it's people going to continue to watch it. You know, people stop watching it.
But they're lazy. So the laziness is because I got a hit, I don't want to be creative and create another show or be creative and bring something else. I'll just keep feeding off what's hot.
Mm-hmm.
That's laziness.
Okay.
So I didn't have that. So my number 3 was She's Gotta Have It.
Yep.
And
that's on my list too. That's on there too, babe.
So
we both got to go.
That was
that one.
Dumb to me. I guess after we got through the first episode, we kind of got where they was going with it. But it was an ordinary show. It wasn't great. Wasn't even that good. But it was an ordinary show. I've seen other shows that was worse than this, but I also had higher expectations to this. So it wasn't a worse show. It was just very disappointing. He could have done a better job. I think what Spike Lee should have done was have somebody else direct it so it can give it a different feel. He's still using his way of directing and putting things together, and it just feels old. But it's, and that's what the thing that when I was reading the reviews with it, that people were saying, you know what? It's a good show compared to a lot of shows that's out. Yeah, but that's not what you're supposed to be. You don't supposed to be a good show. You're supposed to be a really good show.
Right.
Because you had higher expectations. But that was my number three.
Well, my last one is Mr. Robot.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because mine was, because I put most disappointing at my lowest one is because I didn't see the rest of the season. Mm-hmm. Still may, because I may come back and say, wasn't as bad as I thought, but whatever. So my number two is fucking Iron Fist, which is one of the worst TV series on Netflix that they came out of the Marvel ones. Really, really bad. The character was bad. The fighting scenes were really mediocre to bad. The acting on there with the main character was really bad. The characters around him deserved a better lead actor. The characters around him were better than he was. He could have been a better lead actor if they did something better with him. But I think the people around him was a lot better than what he was. Then the number one disappointing and worst movie, and I think there's a consensus around everyone who turns on a TV, is The Inhumans, because people thought that was supposed to be something remarkable. Because it came on regular TV, it was released in IMAX in the theater, so people will say, yo, we'll go to the movies and see it. But everything about it was awful. The costumes, the characters, the wardrobe, the concept. They said the best thing that came out of that was the teleporting dog. The dog that teleports everybody, which is called Lockjaw. Because I've seen the comic book, and the storylines in The Inhumans is pretty amazing. They got so many great stories that they are about. But this was just awful. Everything about it was just awful. So that was my top five. And the most, two worse and three disappointing, basically. And that's what I had.
Okay.
So, honorable mentions movie.
I got a couple of them that's really good.
Okay, go ahead.
One of my favorites is The Good Fight. It's based from the TV show The Good Wife.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, and I love that. And which I like about this one, they're not doing it starts their series starts in next month, February, and they probably do about 10 episodes, and that's it.
Okay.
And I love that. I love
that. That's pretty good.
Yes, that one is a good one. That's one of my favorite. Another one is The American Gods. I was like fascinated with that. Oh my God. Ugh.
So why wasn't that in your top five?
Oh my God. You know what? Because I don't know why. I just didn't think about, that was one of my favorites, and I should have put that at my top. Because you didn't have it either.
We didn't, there's a reason for it.
Yeah. Is there a reason for it? Okay. Black Mirror.
Oh, yeah.
I love Black Mirror. Black Mirror is it's like the Twilight Zone of this century right now.
Yeah.
And I used to watch the Twilight Zone all the time when we was a little kid. Just sit there and watch
over and over again.
Just like, damn, they need to put more on. And now they have the marathon of the Twilight Zone. Star Trek Discovery.
Yep.
That one, I was like, at first I watched it, so Michael's not worth watching. It's like the same old, but when it got into it, I was like, they killing folks. They killing folks. She went rogue. So that one was one of my favorite as well. Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Yep.
That boy is a crazy motherfucker. I think he's one of the craziest fools out there, but he is hilarious. Yep. I can't get enough of that show.
Yep.
That show don't come out, like, it'll skip a couple of years and then he'll do a couple of episodes. So that's one. Dark was another one that you talked about, because it was just, I mean, you had to really pay attention, and to a point where I turned on the English English translation, because I wanted to not miss nothing, because it was one of these shows that you miss something, you're totally lost. And so I wanted to be sure I got everything, because me and Michael would sit there and we were talking about this damn one.
Yep.
Mindhunter was on my list too. I loved that show. It was a surprise. That's a surprise show.
Yep.
That was a very surprising show.
I loved it.
And it was really good. The Deuce.
Mm-hmm.
I was shocked with The Deuce.
Because we didn't want to see it.
No, we didn't. I thought it was about some darn
strip. Just prostitution.
Yeah, prostitution. And that was really profound to me, emotional to me. How they were treated, you know what I'm saying?
And exploitation of women.
Yes, yes.
So it's kind of funny, because I'll mention this, that this movie was executive produced by James Franco. And James Franco is the guy that
right now they're being accused.
Allegedly charged for...
Accused.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Of
Sexual harassment.
Sexual harassment. And one of them was, he would sit there and have them strip in front of him. And they sit there wearing African masks. So I was like, or animal mask.
Wow.
So pretty interesting, huh?
Because Ali Sheedy was like,
she was one of them, but there's five more women now.
Yeah, yeah. And so, he's going all over talk show network trying to
like Tavis Smiley, but
it's not.
We'll see.
Another one that was a huge surprise was Westworld.
That ended in 16.
Oh, it did end in 16.
Yeah, it started in 16 went into 17.
When I do the search for it, it was on 17.
Yeah, because I think it ended in 17.
Okay.
But it started in 16.
Well, it's still under the 17.
Okay.
I mean, if it's under there, I didn't know the end of 16, because it shouldn't have been. I mean, it was.
Oh, came I didn't on, say it ended. It
you came on, it end. Started in 16, ended in 17. Ballers. I love Ballers.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was good, and it's different, different perspective on how sports athletes.
It was entertaining. It was surprisingly entertaining,
yeah. Especially when Denzel Washington's son is in there. That was a big one. And my last is Ozark.
Oh, you did have Ozark.
Yeah, I did. I had it under the mention honorable mentions, and that's my list.
Cool. So
what's yours?
Mine was pretty similar. And Westworld was from 2016 too, and it didn't have a ending, so it said 2016 Westworld.
You did a search for TV shows or 2017?
No. When did it start?
I didn't do that.
I know. So I watched them closely because I always try to keep up with them.
Okay.
But yeah, but we're fine with that. So Stranger Things.
Okay.
Kind of mentioned it. I really enjoy that show. It was really... So let me back up. I tried to kind of go with shows that were kind of newer as opposed to shows that has been on. So I didn't put Curb Your Enthusiasm on because it's been on for years, but it finally came back. That's one of my favorite shows. So I would have automatically put that on there as being my favorite show. But it just came back and it's been out. The same reason why I didn't really put in Game of Thrones, because it's always been out. And I try to focus on newer shows. But then the next one is The Deuce, because it was so something that I didn't expect. The acting on there was fucking amazing. The storyline of how things was being built up and how we kind of related to it as we lived there was something totally amazing. The Punisher. I thought that was so good. Even though we in an era of gun violence and everything like this, you kind of said, yo, this dude, what people are doing, he need to go kill him. And you know, it may sound bad, but he's that guy that you go, nah, man, you need to go kill them people. And you kind of accepted it. And he's just so hardcore and, you know, he's just about his business. So I really enjoyed that series. And then back to American Gods. And the reason why with American Gods, I really thought it was so good and so different, but not in my top five, is because it still didn't explain enough.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So my top five, every single one of them explained enough to, for you to understand and know what you're kind of looking for. And I think about it with the characters that was in, and we read about it, and we turned around, and I read the first couple of chapters because there's an ebook on it, and I'm forgetting his name of the author that wrote the book, but I read the book. I wanted to see how much that it went to the series as opposed to what the creator was. His name is Neil Gaiman, who did he created the book American Gods. So Neil Gaiman, he was really, really good, and the book was really similar, but there was stuff in the book that wasn't in the show that they have to put in the next season of American Gods. So that was kind of disappointing that they could have put some more information of knowing who the characters was a little earlier and then moved them on so you can understand what's going on. But they ended it with who the gods were and where they came from. So that was the only reason why I kind of dropped it off. Then my next one was Star Trek Discovery. And it's exactly what Leisha was saying. What we did with Star Trek Discovery was like, oh, there's some women that's in charge. So this is going to be about women who's the head of the Discovery and going off into space. Nope. Fucking totally different. Totally different. And the way they did it after the first series was totally amazing. So really great, great concept. Great concept to this one. And then my number two is Legion. Legion is another one of the comic book characters that I think FX made. And it was just mind-boggling because it's about this mutant that has unlimited power. And you have the government and special agencies that's trying to control him. And he's thinking people are in his mind or whatever, but he has like split personality or multiple personalities, and he pushed them away, and he can create things just with his mind, but he can't control it. So it's almost like how do you call it? People that have a disorder, but he happens to be a powerful mutant with a fucking mental disorder. And it goes through that whole process, but they do it in such a way that is so fucking amazingly unique. And my number one honorable, which would have been in my top five, is Insecure. Issa Rae is an amazing actress and writer. She creates things amazingly. And I'm glad they've given her respect. She didn't win an award yet, but she's been nominated for 2 years in a row. She's getting there. This second season, we thought she was going to go down and kind of be ordinary or kind of level off. But I think she stepped it up this year. She stepped it up more than she did her initial one. And this one was highly enjoyable, very highly enjoyable. So, yeah, Insecure is my top one from there.
Okay.
So, like we said, we have our movies. Our movies is out of line. You know, some of our honorables is on Leisha's top. Some of her tops is in her honorable. And we're going back and forth because we've seen them. But we have our favorites and we have our tops. And we're going to have things that drop a little below the line. But there's plenty of other ones that we probably didn't drop in here that's pretty much not worth being in here, or we could have put it in the honorable, but I'm not doing that. Just like we said with the Curb Your Enthusiasm that came back, Baller, I thought Baller is a really good show. And there's a couple of other newer shows that's out, but we're only talking about the ones that I think would be sitting top on the list.
Yeah, and that we really like, and basically, you know, we're, you know, I watch, like I said, I watch a couple of them. Like I was watching SWAT, and I was like, oh hell no, you know, they're trying to bring back the old movies, the old TV show SWAT, but they put the black guy in that position. So
from Criminal Minds.
Yeah, I mean, I'm more interested in finding more European shows.
Mm-hmm.
That I thought would be interesting, but you know, that's the thing, you got to really dig and find them, because sometimes, you know, you have to know where to find them at and what shows.
So that's the thing that I do with Leisha. So Leisha does a lot of the American ones. I usually shoot her all the foreign language ones, because I have a tendency of looking more at French, Norwegian, Korean, sometimes Japanese, but most of those, even some of the Hispanic, South American series, I kind of like. I like more South American movies than TV series. More TV, even English, from England and Scotland. There's a couple of them that's pretty doggone good that we seen the previous year. There was a couple of them that was pretty good the previous year, but
right.
we didn't do reviews on that. So, but now that we kind of running with TV series, we'll probably let you know with that, because those are worthy of watching, because it's not what you expect. But if you want to see TV shows that you feel happy about, stick with ABC, NBC, CBS, and Fox. You'll be fine.
Yeah, I know that's right.
But if you really want to challenge your mind and say, wow, let me see some things that are uniquely done, go with the streaming services. They really give you some really potent stuff. But that's what I got. Anything to add, baby?
No, baby. It looked like we did a good job at picking out our favorites and non-favorites. Oh, yeah. The worst and mentionables. And
unmentionables.
And unmentionables.
So that works out pretty doggone well. So, Urban Lifestyle Cafe, the TV show version that you can catch on BougieBlackBrother.com or Urban Lifestyle Cafe on iTunes, Podbean, Stitcher. We're getting closer and closer to Spotify, so look out for that. iHeartRadio. We're on most of the podcast downloads, but find us on the Bougie Black Brother or the Bougie Black Brother Network. And if you're sitting around on YouTube, you can go to the Bougie Black Brother Network, and most of them are being played on there as well. Really no visuals, but the podcast will play. Follow us on Bougie Black Bro and find BLK Woman, Fine Black Woman on Twitter and Instagram. Stick with the Instagram. Love the followers and the people mentioned in there. We got a lot of good relationships on there that talks about movies in different ways. So keep with the comments. I really love those. Appreciate those. And I'll jump back on and give some more snippets of the podcast. It seems as though people really gravitate toward those, so I really definitely will shoot those on for you. That's Urban Lifestyle Cafe, and every Wednesday, these will come out really quick, right behind each other in the next week, the TV as well as the movie. So look out for the two end-of-year reviews, and we'll let you know what's coming up next, because there's a lot more TV shows for us to see for 2018. Thank you very much, and we'll talk to you soon on Urban Lifestyle Cafe. Bye-bye.
Bye.